Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches find peace when blame and wanting forgiveness get in the way. Recently, one of my family members pointed out something that I did wrong, and I felt like I was just worthless. And I felt like I was always wrong, and I couldn't do anything right. Can you relate to this? Have you felt insecure or like people have put you down? Or maybe, after the incident, you desperately wanted forgiveness. I've been talking to my spiritual elders, and I've been looking at important writings in Wicca. I'll begin with a quote from Scott Cunningham. "We are not on this planet to ask forgiveness of our deities." This quote gives me hope and feelings of we don't have to feel like we're garbage all the time. We don't have to ask forgiveness of our deities. It's different than other spiritual paths where you're constantly on your knees because you were created flawed and you must be punished for that. In Wicca, the god and goddess are here for us. They love us and they've created us purposely the way we are. And now here are 3 insights. The first one is to be stuck in desperately wanting forgiveness prevents you from experiencing grace in this moment. Let me explain what I mean by grace in this moment. The god and goddess put divinity in you. And this is why we do rituals and meditate, is to get closer to the god and goddess so that we can connect with them and with the divinity in ourselves. The opposite of this is to stay in a place of desperation. Even desperately wanting forgiveness is still a place of desperation. When someone's miserable, they tend to pass it on like a disease. So what we want to do is create daily habits where we can be healthy and connect with the god and goddess. So I suggest that you do a meditation practice for 5 minutes every day. You can go longer if you like. The point being is that you want to connect with the gods. The second insight is separate blaming from feedback. When my family member asked me to change a behavior, I had to shift away from blame. My depression symptoms had me over-blaming myself. Instead, I can think my family member gave me a gift. He gave me some feedback. And he really wasn't trying to blame me for anything. And he just asked me for what he needed. And now our third insight. Return to the gods for worthiness. In The Charge of the Goddess, written by Doreen Valiente, in the voice of the goddess, she says, "For my law is love unto all beings." So let's bring this back into the phrase, return to the gods for worthiness. The goddess shows that we are worthy with that quote. We are loved. So it's often necessary to shift our focus away from trying to get our worthiness from people. People are very self-focused. And a lot of times they just can't pay attention to anything that's good in you. So don't rely on them for your sense of worthiness. Don't rely on outside influences to show that you're worthy. Rely on your inner divinity for worthiness because the god and goddess put that there. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, to be stuck in desperately wanting forgiveness prevents you from experiencing grace in this moment. The second insight was separate blaming from feedback. And number 3, return to the gods for worthiness.
I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books.
And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today.
Blessed be.